The government today releases a report that says the nation's nuclear weapons facilities are not yet adequately prepared to defend themselves against the higher terrorist threat of the post-September 11th world. A summary provided to National Public Radio says it may take until 2010 for all the facilities to be in compliance with the latest security standards, and it questions whether those standards are strong enough. The report was prepared by the General Accounting Office, an investigative arm of Congress. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
After the terrorist attacks of 2001, everyone agreed security needed to be tightened at the nuclear weapons facilities. The Energy Department drew up a new set of security standards in a classified document called the Design Basis Threat. Among other things, it specifies the number of potential terrorists a facility must be able to defend against. But the GAO report is critical of the new standards. It says that in some cases they are weaker than the intelligence community recommends. Linton Brooks, who oversees the nuclear facilities at the Department of Energy, defends the decision. He says the intelligence community's threat assessment is a global one. It looks at the threat in the U.S., but also overseas.
Our design basis threat is looking at the United States, where there's effective government control, no terrorist support from local governments, no terrorist support for society. So it's not too surprising that we came to a different conclusion.
The GAO report suggests that cost may have been a factor in deciding on weaker standards. Linton Brooks says that's not true.
No, notwithstanding the fact that somebody told the GAO it was. I don't know who those people were, but this is not a let's figure out what we can afford and invent a threat to meet that. That's not the way it was done.
The GAO is also critical of how long it has taken to finalize these standards. The Energy Department's new guidelines didn't emerge until May of 2003, more than a year and a half after the September 11th attacks. The GAO blames the intelligence community for taking longer than expected to provide information, but it also says the Energy Department was slowed by protracted internal debates over how strong to make the new standards. The DOE will spend about $100 million next year to improve security at the nuclear weapons facilities. The General Accounting Office report says, even so, some of the facilities are unlikely to be in compliance with the new design basis threat for as many as 6 years. The DOE has pledged to get it done in the next 2.5 years. Brooks says that deadline will be met. A congressional hearing on the matter is scheduled for this morning. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.